I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Broncos defeat the Tigers 34-10.
Robbed.
All right, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So the Appy Coruscant tries. So by the book, it's the right call. But come on.
What book are you reading?
But like, by the book, it's the right call. But like, I hate that rule. I don't understand it. Like, so you're telling me if a kick comes across and I just ground it, that's okay. But if it's in my hand and I reach out and it like almost rolls down to my hand, that's not okay. Now, I understand the idea of if it comes out of my hands, hits someone,
yeah,
then goes back in.
That's obvious.
I get it. But it is a silly rule.
Can you imagine a grand final getting decided with that call?
That's when you're looking for reasons not to give a try, in my opinion. Well, what do you reckon, boys?
How'd you take it, Guru, as a Supercoach owner?
Yeah, I wasn't stoked. No, I agree, though. I think it's a try.
I get it. By the book, for sure. No try. Like, by the book. But it's just one of those silly rules. It's like, do you, like, come on. We want to promote scoring tries. You keep talking about making the game more exciting.
What was the, so the by the book bit, we spoke at length in the green room about this one earlier. So what have they got to do?
You've got to re-control.
Re-grip it.
Re-grip it.
So you've... No, you got to gain control of it again. So obviously that includes gripping, but I think the wording is you've got to have that back in your control. And so they're basically saying that you've lost control of it, and without the ground, without the ground, you actually wouldn't have gained control of it again. But then what I don't get with that is like off a kick,
yeah,
you're grounding it, you wouldn't have control of it anyway. So that should have been a try. I will say though, Fainu should have been sent for 10 again after his initial send for 10.
Yeah.
Because, like, he did not get back 10 metres. That was a professional foul. That would have been a try. So, look, tough calls either way, in my opinion. I know Tigers fans aren't going to like hearing that, but he should have, that was a professional foul that second time by Fainu. So, that lucky they stayed, that that he stayed on the field.
Did you go to this game on the weekend?
No. I'd already been to two games, and if I was going to drag my partner to a third game, I would be single this morning. So, that was it. Just on Fainu, thoughts on the Goosey there? A little entry for the Beautiful. Budgie Smuggler competition.
I tell you what, I'm loving Fainu.
How good is he?
He's a bloody good player.
Yeah.
Aggressive, goes to the game. Matter of fact, there was a really smart play for Manorel. So towards the end of the game, I don't know if it's towards the end of it. Yeah, I think it's towards the end of it. So 15 minutes into the second half, Fainu's been hyper aggressive like all game long, just hunting Reynolds, like just looking at, just get at him. So Reynolds goes, oh, okay, so I've got an aggressive back rower on me. So what does he do? He runs across field. He draws Fainu out, hits the drop-off with Reece Walsh. Walsh obviously goes through, scores that try. Just like that's a thinking man's try. Of like there's been 60 minutes or whatever of an aggressive back rower doing his job, but understanding if you chase hard and try to do your job, you're actually leaving a hole in the line. Reece Walsh goes through, crazy footwork, scores a try. I messaged you guys when it all happened, but Broncos have got to be the most frustrating side ever to play against because they can have less possession, losing every single stat, and they go into the break at, was it 16-0?
Yep.
And you're just sitting there going, how? How does that happen?
I was sitting there going, how? Because you said it as well. The Tigers probably were on top for 30 minutes of the
easily 30 half. Minutes. They were the better side.
Yeah.
But they're down 16-0.
Yep.
Bizarre.
And this is where it's so frustrating to talk about them because, you know, my instant reaction is, well, you can't beat the top sides with that. And they go, fuck you, we're at the grand final last year.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean we can't beat the top sides with that? We've shown that we can beat the top sides with that.
It's just, yeah, it's it must be bizarre. Like, is it just if you're opposing them, it's just like, imagine how, like, the conflicting feelings you'd have as a player, a Tigers player, walking off and looking up at the scoreboard going, we just dominated them 30 minutes straight. And we're not even 6-0 down, we're 16-0 down. What do you reckon, Timmy?
It just shows how good they are. Like, we say it week in, week out, but they can beat. I honestly reckon, barring Penrith, they are good enough to beat anyone because of their defence, because of how lethal their attack with 65-70% possession.
Mm.
It's such a ridiculous thing to say, but it shows how good their D and their attack is.
Yeah, and that's the one takeaway from the Broncos' perspective. They always get raps about their attack. I'd argue their defence is better than their attack.
And like, I don't think they're going to play... I don't know what they were in the grand final last year, but I don't think they're going to beat Penrith in a finals game with 68% possession.
Mm.
Completions, not possession. Yep. But any other team, I think they can.
Well, it took Penrith, even with the fact that in the grand final last year, Broncos opened the match with like 40% completion rate for the first 20 minutes. It took Penrith to complete at 97% to beat a Broncos that completed at like 75 or whatever percent that by was. The end of the game. And that just, like, their attack is, and also their defence as well, they're just a tough side to, like, for example, how do you game plan for them?
So, yeah, they were 71% in the grand final.
Against 97%?
Yeah.
And that 71% came in that patch in the middle. Yeah, insane. And that, like, I got a bit of pushback for it, but it's like, before the grand final, I said, if Broncos complete at, like, 85%, they dominate any side because they're just too good in attack. But, yeah, anyway. We'll think about the Broncos first.
Or just quickly before we go to the Broncos,
okay, sorry.
A moment for the jersey, the retro Tigers jersey. Yeah. Have they moved into probably maybe the silver medal position so far from the ones we've seen? Dogs was very impressive.
I've still got the checkered one for the Broncos. I really like that one. But I tell you what, it was hot.
Yeah.
It was hot. It's so hot that you're like, why don't you just have that jersey normally?
Mm. Certainly an improvement on last year's Anzac Day jersey. Anyway.
It's on the podium, I think.
It's good. It's good. And I'm a medium, if anyone at the Tigers is watching as
well. Yeah. Okay. only concern, and look, maybe I'm being a bit too nitpicky here, but just like key players limping around and stuff, like Reynolds cramping, strapped with an inch of his life, Reece cramping, throwing up. It's just like...
What was going on?
Oh, like apparently it's just cramping. But it's like early in the season... And you go, how are they going to last the whole year?
It was like, an evening game. Like, it wasn't that hot. Like, yeah. It was a nice night.
The humidity in Campbelltown, eh?
Yeah, something in Campbelltown water.
So that's the probably neat. Also, I guess, you know, even though the Broncos won and won quite convincingly, like, they didn't actually play that well. Like, they just defended their asses off and then pulled out some incredible tries. So there's a lot of improvement that's needed with the Broncos. I thought Mariner had a really poor game. It's a really good learning lesson for him that he's clearly NRL standard. Like, he's a gun winger. And he even, you know, said in his, you know, Instagram, like, he's still asleep on the field. It's just one of those things where when you get to NRL, you can't really afford to have that game once every four games or so. Not to say that he will continue to do this, but, like, there's so many good young guns coming through, especially the Broncos. If you have too many of those games, boom, you lose your spot, you're gone. I mean, look at Corey Oates. Look, he's a Broncos legend. Queensland, you know, played plenty of Queensland. Jesse Arthur's Mariner get the jump on him, and he's not getting that jersey back unless they have like a good 4 to 6 weeks of bad form. That's how hard like competitive spots are. So, real learning curve for Mariner of like it's not always just going to work for you. You've got to make sure that you have if you're going to have a quiet game. Just reduce the errors, I think.
He had hands like feet in this one, didn't he?
Mate,
probably the first try of the game, Walsh just tipped onto him and he just cold drops it.
It was bizarre.
And then 3 minutes later, same thing happens. He has this unbelievable put down in the corner and you're going, how did that just happen?
Yeah, it's like, seriously, it honestly sums up the Broncos where like they make easy things hard and hard things easy.
And that's the whole thing. And I'm so glad to hear Dan Mariner take it on board because at the end of the day, if you want to look at his stat sheet, a try 150 metres, two line breaks, one try assist. Mm. I'm sure there'd be plenty of young guys who go, oh, I dropped a few balls, but still came up with plays.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that he takes it on board. It's awesome. It's always part of the CBA class.
Absolutely.
One of my picks.
Don't get me started.
Inspired stuff.
So he'll be back. He'll bounce back next week. Reece Walsh, I mean, I feel like we talk about him every week.
Unbelievable.
What the hell's going on there?
Yeah. Holy shit, just so quick, just out of nothing. You know, the one on half time, that was a real killer. But he just pops up everywhere, so good.
I think it was Vossi talking about it in one of the Sunday games and talking about the impact that he just had at the stadium and everyone wanting their photo with him and just the energy around the ground every time the ball would be in his hands and how special it was. He's just an entertainment bonanza, isn't he? Like what he would, and I think in commentary he said he's like, even in that game, he was scoring unbelievable tries. He was throwing up. He was cramping.
Yeah.
He's just, there's always something happening.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a good point. Like, he's just an entertainment machine.
He is just going to put bums on seats for so many years if he stays fit.
I tell you what is blowing me away week in, week out. Like, he's played six games this year. One of them was against Penrith. He played 4 minutes. So, realistically, he's played 5 80-minute games, right? He's scored 8 tries in 5 games, and betting agencies keep giving us like $2.20 for him. It's outrageous.
<You're welcome.
laughs> And I mean, like, he scored 8 tries in 5 games. Like, I was over there in Las Vegas watching him. If that field was the same size as other fields, he would have scored more in that game.
Mm. Mm.
He was so fast across the turf; it was crazy.
Yeah. So another good game from the great Reece Walsh. Very lucky, unlucky not to get in the team of the week. I think Adam Reynolds, what about that intercept where he's like on the ground?
That kind of summed us up at the time. We were looking all right. But for him to intercept that, like, we just...
What?
How? From sitting on the ground, basically.
That's New South Wales spirit.
Oh. It's Queensland spirit because we've taught him a bit whilst he's been up there, mate.
Fucking please.
Payne Haas's try. Paddy Carrigan's before. Like, it's stupid. Like, some of these performances that these guys are pulling off is just like, you just sit there going, how? How's a guy like Payne Haas moving like that? And just going, oh, I'm just going to run the ball, bit of footwork, bit of strength, try time.
First game back after, 5 or 6 weeks out?
It's a joke.
What about old jockstrap Madden? 2 tries against his old club. How good?
Mate, it was the Jock Madden Cup. It was a jockstrap cup.
It was.
The jockstrap cup.
He's taking the strap home. He was unbelievable.
It's a jockstrap that's been around year on year for 100 years in rugby league. They just hand it back and forth.
That's what it's all about. And that's what the game's all about.
That is what rugby league's about. It's about handing jockstraps back and forth. He has been bloody great for the Broncos. I hope he's not injured too bad because he's been great.
Might be a little bit lengthy. I don't know what the last word on it was, but I was going to say, Kempy, just like having key players missing at early stages this season. I think Walsh missed a bit of time. Saylor came in. Reynolds missed some time. Madden came in. There's been a few, like the entire forward pack, pardon me, with Payne Haas out. Back end of the year, just we say it every year and we say it, we'll say it time and time again, but just the opportunity to get minutes into these players, particularly key spine players, where if you lose a Reynolds or a Walsh, come finals time, you go, no, they've had a handful of games together, they've done a job, the confidence that'll give, not only the individual, but the entire team, it's going to go a long way for you. So I think it'll, in the long run, it'll do wonders.
Yeah, especially if we're still banking up enough wins, you know? It's not like we're falling completely out of touch with the eight.
Saylor come back in now that you need a 5-8 potentially? Or is Mam...
I think Mam may be
Mam
back.
Mam and Cobbo have a bit of chance to come back. It's not guaranteed. So
I thought Wilson. What about Wilson at fullback?
Oh, yeah.
Stop it. Again, another one of those things where you're going, what the hell is going on here? So, yeah, look, great stuff from the Broncos. Pierre Cora, also outstanding. West Tigers. This is out for you boys.
Yeah, this game sort of, like when you consider, you know, finally got binned early, then you had the Appy injury, it sort of all just went to shit for the Tigers. Pretty quickly there. The fullback's just got so much ability, doesn't he? But I think we pointed it out last week. Can just be hit and miss.
Yeah.
Wasn't last year, though. But
he
this
wasn't
year
last year. Yeah, yeah. But
he
this
does
year
seem to be suffering a little bit from second year syndrome. Mm.
Right? Yeah, just sort of that fading in, fading out of games.
There's one area that they're targeting him a little bit more is He hasn't been as solid under the high ball probably as he was last year. There's been a couple of games that Lomax got on top of him. There was one or two that he dropped with not much pressure on him the other night as well. So that's just been a bit of an interesting
area. I will say, you saw the difference in Clark. Like, Reno's kicking game compared to Tigers' kicking game, it was like a master versus an apprentice. Like, he just kicked him to death.
Yeah. I thought Johnny Bateman was really good at 13.
Mm-hmm.
I can't decide where I like him more, to be honest, but I thought he did well at 13.
I thought Stefano, you know, in a game like that, against a pack like that, and you only have 9 runs, 64 metres in 46 minutes, I'm like, that's the game he needs to get out of his game. Because, you know, he's actually been quite good this year, in my opinion, like really shown a lot of improvement. But that's the game where you go up against the big packs that it's a real opportunity to go, you know, if you want to be spoken in the same breath as your Payne Hasses, I'm not saying he needs to go out and do that, but like as in play as well as Hass, but I do think that in those big games you need to go at least have urgency every time you run the ball, show that you want to be compared to these guys, because he has the talent to be compared to those guys, but a little bit of a quiet game in there.
This is where, once again, we spoke about it last week, but fuck, he was going really good as soon as that $1 million bullshit was thrown around. It's like he's stuck in the mud all of a sudden.
But the other thing is, like, touched on last week, there's an Origin front row spot up for grabs, even if it is a few minutes off the bench. There are spots there. There's not one spot.
Yeah.
He needs to take it by both hands and say, like, he might not be thinking of Origin at all, but you'd be mad not to go and, I need to lift this month leading into Origin to try and win that spot, and the last couple of weeks has been anything but.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is with Stefano. Like,
I'd like to see his stats in recent years against top four teams. I don't know how they'd read, but I'm very curious, and I've just sort of thought it on the spot, so we can have a look at him later on. But, you know, does he struggle to get up against the better sides? Does he lift and bring out these big games against bottom four sides? I'm not sure.
You know, Tigers fans are going to hate hearing this, and this is from a purely selfish perspective. I'd like to see him at a bigger club that is going to demand much more from him, where he's, sorry, mate. I mean, hey, his manager put the clauses in, man. Not me. Because, like, I feel like right now he's a big fish in a little pond. I want to see how he reacts being a little fish in a big pond. And I think that sometimes when you're the big fish in a little pond, you can get away with things that you normally wouldn't. Now, maybe Benji can change that, and Benji's the guy that can, you know, really get the best out of him. But I do feel like if you put him in one of these systems where you're not guaranteed a spot, you're not the big dog anymore, you're actually lucky to be there, I think I want to see how he reacts to that.
How do you feel about your pond size, mate?
Well, not great. I want him to grow with the pond.
Grow the pond and
grow the pond. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't want to let him go. He's definitely got the footy in him. He's played Origin footy. He's a good player, but... you're right. He's got to probably take the game by the scruff of the neck a bit more and lead a bit more in that when we play these big, good teams.
Well, here's a good example. And this is going to be really unfair because this guy's a rookie. He hasn't played that much footy. So maybe he's just in his first year and that's why it's okay. But I look at a guy like Xavier Wilson. I don't see him not being keen as anything for the best packs. Like, I see Wilson coming on and going, oh, I'm playing against the Penrith pack. I'm ripping and tearing. Like, this is the opportunity is here. And the reason why I compare him to Willison is because, like, obviously Stefano is a more established player. You know, he's played Origin. You know, he's got, you know, more runs under his belt. I can't really compare him to Haas or your Carrigans because, unfortunately, he's just not at that level yet.
And, I mean, the last 2 weeks, and of course, they are essentially the best packs in the competition. So you don't want to be too critical, but... both games, the Tigers put up somewhat of a fight. They weren't massive blowouts against the Broncos and Panthers, but 64 and 75 metres. The Raiders in round one of the better packs in the competition, at least they were until the weekend. 99 metres, so sub 100 in that game as well. Yeah, the numbers are okay, but just not quite hitting the heights we know he can achieve and we know he can do. Well,
like, Willison, he was 18th man against the Panthers. He got brought in late, 42 minutes. And he ran for 93 metres from 9 runs, so averaging more than 10 metres a run, 33 post-contact. He had a tackle break, a line break, an offload, 22 tackles, and only 2 misses with 0 errors. And he's in his, like, 5th or 6th game. So, like, that's where I draw the comparison. I go, well, Xavier, he's a big boy, naturally gifted, similar to Stefano, a bit different body shape. But he went towards the game, you know, against Penrith, where we got absolutely fucking towed up too. So it's not like it's an easy game.
And, you know, to use another example, we'll get to him soon. But, you know, Paul Alamotti at the Broncos, at the Bulldogs last year, looks pretty average.
Mate, he looked like he couldn't even get picked up by a club.
Goes to Penrith and looks a million. And I know it's Penrith and everything, but I, like, if Stefano was to sign Penrith tomorrow,
mate, if
I'd
I'm
be excited as a New South Welshman.
If Stefano, manager, if I'm Stefano's manager, I'm saying, mate, whatever Penrith offer you, sign a 2-year deal with him, because he'll come out as one of the best front rowers in the competition. I would be shocked if he didn't come out of Penrith Panthers as one of the best front rowers in the competition, because it's all there. We've seen it. He's an incredible front rower. Sorry, Hammy.
Take the unders to go to Penrith for 2 years, then sign for 900K wherever you want the year after.
Exactly. You'll get you know that $1 million that has been floated around that's so unfair on you because you're a young fella just learning your trade? You'll actually get that $1 million after 2 years.
I'd entertain
back
maybe
the Tigers.
On $1 million.
I'd entertain a player swap with maybe Nathan Cleary or something like that. If they want to do that, let's talk.
And look, we sound like we're being harsh on Stefano, but it's because we all agree we all have massive raps on him.
I want him to be the Blues partnering front row with Payne Haas.
Imagine him and Haas for 10 years together.
That's what we're after.
Anyone stand out for you boys?
Dave Clemmer, I thought was pretty good
again. I thought he was bloody good.
Yeah. He's had a rip and a tear the last couple of weeks, ran more than any of our other forwards as well. Also thought Charlie Staines probably had his best game of the year as well. Obviously got a couple of tries, but got through a bit of work as well after a couple of quiet ones.
I thought Naden had some good moments. Really strong defence.
He's been really good. I've noticed sort of like ball in hand the last couple of weeks.
Three offloads.
Yeah.
A few misses in defence, but three offloads, three offloads, a try assist, 14 runs, 122 metres, 52 post contact, a line break. Pretty bloody good.
Yeah. It's just that it's probably just the defence there the last couple of weeks. There's been a couple of missed tackles, but he's looked good.
Lockie Galvin, I thought he was good as well.
Didn't miss a tackle again.
Didn't miss a tackle again. Wow.
Far out.
Against the Brizzy Broncos too, which is bloody hell. 101 metres, five tackle breaks, 20 tackles, no misses, three offloads. Far out. That is bloody good.
Kids a goer.
That's with Reece Walsh also coming at you at 1,000 miles an hour.
It's time to galvanise, boys.
Legit.
Anyway.
Hashtag galvanise. Let's get it trending.
Hashtag galvanise. Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
I like that.
103 tackles, two missed in his career.
In the halves. Oh, my God. Galvin and the Chipmunks. I don't know.
Galvin Harris. Leave yours in the comments below.
Sore shout outs. Lake Illawarra Hotel and North Nowra Bottle Mart, Stock Bloke Mart, Stock Bloke Beer. That's Lake Illawarra and North Nowra Bottle Mart, stocking bloke beer. They've been with us for so long, so go support local independent liquor stores. Liquor Emporium St. Peter's, they stock bloke beer in Harrigan's in Cameron Park. With their footy in a fade on during Thursday night games, $30 will get you a schooner and a haircut. How good. Now, also don't forget, Bloke Jerseys, the brand new 2024, brand new design, is 6 p.m. Monday, plus these hats, plus one other thing, set your alarms.
Houston, we have a collar.
Now.
A few collars flapping in the breeze for the Tigers game. Did you see that, Adam, on the retro things?
Oh, it was hot.
Three or four got ripped off.
It's hot stuff. Yeah. Tough stuff. And also, like, you walk on looking hot with a collar, but then walking off with a ripped collar.
Yeah.
That's even
now
hotter.
We're talking.
Now we're talking. Maybe even walk on with the ripped collar. Get them designed, ripped, like ripped jeans.
2025 jersey design sorted.
Could you imagine if a club designed ripped shirts?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
To be like, they run out and like their abs are showing and shit.
Yeah, Dom Young.
Oh, yeah. Massive V. Instead of the actual V, instead of the orange V, it's just a V neck.
Yeah.
They just cut the orange V out and it's just a fucking V neck.
2006 retro jersey, the V neck.
That would be so good.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.